Parkside Kennedy's been an attraction in University Heights for 90 years and remains an anchor in the neighborhood. Phil Buffamonte's store benefited from the Buffalo Billion, with Albany picking up half the cost of the project, which includes the rehab of the inside of the store, three upstairs apartments, and the landmark sign outside. The lieutenant governor says she didn't have to be told where the store was. Hochul says she first ate there with her family as a child.
When I was a child, my parents used to bring us up here and to just savor the ambiance of a time long past, and the way you've captured the essence of that, Phil, and kept it here for not just our generation but for future generations, it's really special and unique. And I will make a couple of confessions right now. One is that I am a sponge candy fanatic.
There was plenty of sponge candy on display for sale. The owner says a big change is more and more customers buying chocolate without sugar. Buffamonte says he has an array of customers.
We attract college students. We attract a lot of people who lived in North Buffalo but maybe have moved to the suburbs, and they come back, especially at holiday time. They definitely come back. But we're seeing them coming back in the evenings for ice cream and for desserts and to buy candy as well.
Buffamonte says he's been seeing new UB students who are getting to know their neighborhood as they have for generations. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.